Smoke billowed from Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel as at least four attackers launched an assault on the six-story building. Officials say gunmen wearing army uniforms burst into the hotel on Saturday night, opening fire on guests and staff and taking dozens hostage. Mumtaz Ahmad was inside the hotel.
I was going from my room to the reception. When I opened the door of the elevator, I saw two armed suicide bombers. The people were escaping and they were firing on them. People were shouting. I pushed the elevator button and went to the fourth floor. My room was on the second floor.
Kabul police say the dead include four Afghans, nine people from Ukraine, and one person each from Greece, Germany, and Kazakhstan. Mumtaz Ahmad says the gunmen hunted down their targets, searching specifically for foreigners.
There were elders and children inside the hotel rooms, and the attackers were knocking on the door of each room to reach their targets. They killed ordinary people and officials. They were targeting foreigners especially.
Terrified guests scrambled to escape, some tying bedsheets and curtains together to climb down from upper levels. The head of Afghan Telecom in Nuristan province, Mohammed Musa, was among the guests who managed to escape.
When the sixth floor caught fire this morning, my roommate told me to either burn or escape. I got a bedsheet and tied it to the balcony. I tried to come down, but I was heavy and my arms were not strong enough. I fell down and injured my shoulder and leg.
Special forces used helicopters to lower Afghan security personnel onto the roof of the landmark 1960s building. The 12-hour siege ended in the early hours of Sunday morning after a gun battle between the gunmen and Afghan forces. All the attackers were eventually killed. Afghan troops were assisted by Norwegian military forces, who say at least 160 people were rescued during the attack. Head of the recovery department at a Kabul hospital, Ahmad Najib, says a number of victims required surgery.
From the hotel incident, four people have been brought to our hospital. All of them have been operated on by our surgeons. Two of them are still in the recovery ward.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the assault, which comes 7 years after Taliban insurgents launched a similar attack on the same hotel. Security warnings in recent days had advised people in Kabul to avoid hotels and other locations frequented by foreigners. The city has become one of the deadliest places in Afghanistan for civilians, with the Taliban and Islamic State groups both stepping up attacks. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.